Howdy, Grayson County. This is Marshall Tollison, your Ag and Natural Resource Extension agent, and you're listening to the Grayson County AgriLife Extension Podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a very popular topic recently, and that is hemp. On June 10th, Governor Abbott signed a bill into law that legalizes the production of industrial hemp under a state-regulated program in Texas. But before you go plant an entire field, there's a couple things that have to be taken care of before you can legally cultivate hemp in Texas. First off, the USDA needs to produce guidelines and regulations for industrial hemp production and licensing. After that, the Texas Department of Agriculture will need to create licensing procedures that the USDA will then have to approve. When those things have happened, then it will be legal to produce hemp under TDA supervision in Texas. Part of that supervision will involve testing the crop for tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. Now, before I get too far into the history and production of hemp, I have to say that it didn't take me long to figure out that hemp production probably won't work well for most farmers in Grayson County. In dense, poorly drained soils, hemp seedlings fail to establish a good stand due to damping off, which is a fungal infection of the seedling. That means most of the blackland prairie with thick Houston clay, like most of Grayson County, it's likely that hemp will not be profitable. However, for the western side of the county and the slice of Denison with sandy soil, production might still be a possibility. But that still leaves the question of where to sell your product. The first question you should ask before beginning any new enterprise is, does anyone want to buy what I'm selling? As of right now, there is no post-harvest transformation facilities within 100 miles of Grayson County, which is generally regarded as the maximum distance to transport hemp products, especially fiber, and still profit. The closest company I could find has their plant in Oklahoma City. My recommendation would be to consider incorporating fiber or seed processing machinery into your production. This would serve to increase the value of your product and provide a potential extra source of income if you were able to produce fiber or seed for other local producers. Hemp is a variety of cannabis sativa that has been selected for qualities other than THC content. Hemp is grown for fiber and seed production and has been an important crop historically in the United States until its cultivation was banned because of its relation to marijuana. Testing for THC content wasn't possible until the 1960s. The 2014 Farm Bill legalized pilot programs of hemp production in some states. The 2018 Farm Bill legalized supervised industrial production of hemp for fiber and seed. As stated, hemp struggles in heavy soils, but thrives in well-drained soils with good structure. Hemp is a determinate crop that begins flowering after the night length reaches a critical point. It is best to plant when the soil temperatures reach 46 degrees and there is no danger of hard frost. Hemp can be seeded in rows or broadcast at 25 to 40 pounds per acre for seed and 40 to 80 pounds per acre for fiber. There are currently no herbicides labeled for hemp, so higher plant density to shade out weeds is recommended. Hemp does suffer from several different pests and diseases, more than can be briefly discussed here. But again, no pesticides are labeled for hemp, so the best policy is proper irrigation and fertility to promote strong and healthy plants able to tolerate infestations and infections. Hemp for fiber is harvested in the early stages of flowering and left in the field to ret, or undergo a process that breaks apart the inner and outer fibers because of exposure to the elements. This allows the leaves to decompose and returns organic matter to the soil as well. Hemp for seeds are harvested when the seeds begin to shatter, generally around 22% moisture and 70% seed maturity. Special combines have been developed to avoid fibers clogging the equipment, and shorter growing varieties are recommended for seed production. Hemp does require fertilizer for a productive crop. Fertility recommendations for both seed and fiber are around 130 pounds of nitrogen per acre, 30 pounds of phosphorus per acre, and 30 pounds of potassium per acre. The soil pH needs to be between 6 and 7 with adequate sulfur available. If you're interested in growing hemp, come see me in my office and we'll figure out if it's right for you. Don't forget to check out my other podcast episodes. And don't forget that we have an upcoming lawn care basics clinic with Dr. Chrissy Seegers coming in from Dallas. She's going to tell you everything you need to know to have the best lawn on the block. Now that's July 25th at 6 o'clock in the courthouse in the second floor assembly room. You can also pre-register at grayson.agrilife.org and save $5 on the seminar. That's all I've got. Thanks for listening.